Episode 2439, Why Hide When You Can Run.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's a brand new week. So are you ready to have something extraordinary happen in your everyday? Come on, it's Mindset Monday. Let's get something going that's greater than what you've ever thought of. Why hide when you can run? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I know life gets a little bit crazy. It gets a little bit busy. You interject whatever adjective you want to describe what your everyday is like. But what happens with our everyday is we insert limitations. And these limitations are internalized by the boundaries of your thoughts. Why hide when you can run? Freedom comes from within. Life is full of decisions and choices. When you get tired, the temptation to hide is greater than to keep going. Doing what you know is so much easier. No changes have to occur in order for you to get you through the day. You just settle into what you know. I love that. You got to have those days, but really every day. But if you really have this deep desire to make some significant changes, you'll have to make some drastic decisions. Otherwise, you'll hang out right where you are due to the limitations you've accepted. It's a recipe that you've written, homemade only by you. And these limitations are ones that begin with an idea, or more specifically, a thought in mind. These demandments are ones that keep you tethered to your patterns and set your triggers to raise the flag to hide. You know what it's like. You have this fabulous idea. You want to go do something, whatever it is, lose weight, write a book, go back to school, come and stay home with the family, move to another state, buy a beach house. I mean, you name it, right? Fill in the blank what it is. Maybe you want to win the Powerball, okay? And you've got a way to do that. You're like, I can strategize this. I can figure out the numbers. When you figure those out, let me know, by the way. But that's for another episode. But it really does keep you tethered to your patterns and set your triggers to say, hey, you got to hide. Who thought that doing what you do every day is as easy as 1, 2, 3? You just keep doing the same thing every day, same song, different verse. But something tells me you want something different. With that being the case, you have to live beyond your own limitations. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Live beyond your own limitations. Because if you can't get away from what you set as your demandments, there's no way you're going to make changes in your life. And we know change is a constant. You've had something different happen to you already today that was out of the ordinary, out of your habitual swing. Maybe your coffee pot stopped working. Maybe you couldn't get in your 15, 20 minutes of exercise. Maybe you needed more sleep, and so you hit snooze 3 times and not 1 time. Something has already happened to disrupt your day. And when you're trying to figure out, gosh, how do I get back into where I feel comfortable? Then you just find these little nooks and crannies. And you're like, okay, I'm going to go settle in right here. And it feels good. And you don't want to do anything else that maybe you actually had intentionally set, even in your calendar. Maybe you made an appointment, but now everything has changed because you're like, yeah, I don't feel like it. I'm just going to sit back here and hide. This is where I belong. It feels good. I don't really want to reach out any further than my index finger can point. Now, you may be laughing. We're not thinking of it exactly that way, literally. But our mind is so angled to the point of you've set those boundaries. And it says, you're not going more than 44 degrees here. If you try 45, that's it. I'm cutting you off. and you retreat. You hide. Why hide when you can run? This is where you get to push your own buttons. You get to decide what matters and how far you want to go. It's exciting. It's an adventure. Who would have thought that changing your thoughts actually is an adventure? It's better to think of it that way than work. And it's going to take you somewhere that you've never been before. It's a new pathway. It opens up doors of opportunity that you're like, I never thought. And when you walk through those doors, some may scare you to death, and others you may turn around and say, why didn't I walk through this valley, this position? Why did I not give myself the chance earlier? So if you're going to live beyond your own limitations, you have to do a few things. And I really want to spearhead it by this. Number one, guard your thoughts. Whatever you keep repeating to yourself, whether verbally or internally, your thoughts stick with permanent reinforcements. Some of them are so solidified and concrete. And it's not just 2 or 4 inches of concrete. It's like 200 feet of concrete. Because you keep telling yourself, this is all I can do. I don't want to try anything new, because what if? And then guess what? You reason it out and you're like, yep, I'm going to spend my time, my money, all my efforts to stay right where I am. I'm okay with that. Are you really okay with that? Because you wouldn't be listening to me still if you didn't want something different. Guard your thoughts. Number two, expand your vision. This is where you look beyond where you live. That comfort zone, those boundaries, the box that you call, oh, this is so nice. Oh, this feels so good. Have you ever entered the shower and you turn on your water and you stand underneath it and all of a sudden it's like, oh, this feels so nice. And you just are like melting into it. Whether it's because it's been a long day, maybe you had a really hard workout, or this is the only time that you're escaping the children. Yeah, you know, I've had a few of those possibilities. They still tend to hunt you down though, even if you're in the shower or the bathroom. I don't know what it is. I don't know, but that's for also another episode. So expand your vision. You've got to look beyond those boundaries that you have set for yourself. Now, you can try to convince yourself that, oh, no, no, I grew up with this. Really? It's time to shut that down already. Come on. I'm going to push a little bit today because you're made for more and you need to create your now. Stop giving in to the CRAP that you've been accepting for your entire life. Guard your thoughts, expand your vision, and number three, follow your commitment. Here's where you take aim on your decisions. Action ignites motivation. If you're not willing to take action, how in the heck is anything going to change? It's not. You can't stretch those boundaries. You can't change them. Have you ever tried standing outside on your patio or outside on the back deck and you look out and you're like, gosh, it should be nice to have a tree there and some plants there. And I like to have this over there. And wow, if I could just have a sprig or two over here and let's add some wildflowers there. And oh, a built-in trampoline would be awesome. Wouldn't it be nice just to point? Have you ever seen that junk commercial where they point and it disappears? Don't you love the magic of television? Well, see, your mind does not work that way. You can't just point your finger and have exactly what you want on the landscape that you're looking at. It takes work. It takes effort. Same thing goes with your thoughts. What you want, you have to be willing to go after. So you have to commit. Follow your commitment. Be specific about what outcome you desire. And then make adjustments as you continue to live out loud. Because guess what? You're going to have to change the box that you're standing in again. You start flexing these muscles though, what happens? it becomes easier and easier every single time, to the point where you don't even think about it. It's just a natural response. And you don't have to consider it a reaction. It's awesome. It becomes a part of you. You're creating what? New pathways. The way your mind works. And at times it's going to feel like a full-time job. I'm not going to lie. Change is tough. But it'll be the best effort and the best work that you will have ever put in, because it will change your life. You have so much to offer the world. So why hide when you can run? Run with the wind, meaning that nothing is impossible. Where does the wind go? Everywhere. So run with the wind. Let versatility and adaptability become a muscle you flex to strengthen the intentional response of your everyday activities. Live beyond your own limitations, for freedom comes from within. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.